Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Aretha bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Doug Griffiths is our guest, President CEO of 13ways.ca, as in Canada.ca is his website. His book is called 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. Doug, thanks again for being here. We're talking in the previous segment about how different the 21st century, how disruptive it's going to be. It's not just going to be change, folks. It's not going to be just change like it, as in the next thing that happens is one step above where you are right now, and it makes sense. It's going to be what I call, Doug, I call it the quantum leap effect. You're going to wake up one morning, and as Spencer Johnson once said, somebody didn't just move your cheese one step up. They moved it two steps up.
Yeah.
And you don't even know how to get there. And so that's happening to communities, not just businesses. What are you doing to help communities stay competitive and stay relevant, maybe I should say more importantly, relevant in this 21st century?
Well, we do a lot of different things for communities. It's part of the reason why most of our clients call us community therapists instead of consultants, because, and not to belittle consultants, but the strategy generally is to for them to go in and find out what everybody believes already and what they want the future to look like, which is, and then they write a strategic plan that looks like everybody else's strategic plan, and everyone goes after the same businesses, and everybody has the same slogan, you know, something like the best place to work, live, and raise a family, and yet in this modern age and the way communities are, you need to find out what differentiates you from everybody else. So when we go in, we first do a lot of interviews and talk to people, not about, you know, the warm and fuzzy, well, I want this to be a great community for my kids to come back. You've got to ask them, so what does that mean? What is it going to look like? What are you going to do to, what would you sacrifice? That's always an important question. What would you sacrifice to make sure your community can be that in the future? Because mm-hmm. everyone writes something down. They write a nice, fuzzy strategic plan. And then everyone shows up a year later and they all say, so what did you do? And they all look at each other like, oh, I thought you were doing it. Mm-hmm. You've got to get community buy-in and ownership. You've got to find out what really makes you unique. And then you need to create a communication strategy and an economic development plan that really focuses on specifically what makes you unique. And
How much hidebound 20th century thinking do you have to push up against?
Oh, a lot. I mean, that's what it is. That's why most people say we want to attract the traditional business.
What's going on right now, Doug, is unprecedented. The things that we're going to face in the next year, two, three, 5 years has never happened before in the history of human beings. And politicians, God help them, are typically not the brightest bulbs in the box, but they often think they are, and they're not the most visionary people either. And I'll tell you, it's. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good.
That's very important for whether it's state or municipal politicians or federal politicians. One of the biggest challenges that we have is that when you go in and, like a traditional consultant goes in and gathers everyone's opinions, most communities, even if they're really progressive, trying to prepare, are trying to prepare for today. And that's not good enough anymore. You have to prepare for tomorrow, what's coming 15 years from now.
That's right.
I mean, my estimates from all the research, 15 years from now, 85% of the vehicles on the road are going to be autonomous. Yeah, most of the larger cities that we do work in are still trying to build subway systems, and yet they'll be completely obsolete. And we're talking about billions and trillions of dollars of investment in infrastructure.
How about the colleges that keep building buildings and dormitories?
Instead of focusing on the education, I know.
And the way people are going to get educated 20 years from now.
I mean,
they're building buildings that can last 100 years. And nobody will be getting educated in a college on a college campus 100 years from now, 50 years.
My 9-year-old already asked me why he has to go to a school when he goes on YouTube, the number one search engine now on the internet. When I'm not there to help him with a math lesson, he goes online and there's some teacher in the United States that has posted all the grade 4 math lessons in 5-minute video increments, and he looked at them all. And then decided she taught him the best. And so, I mean, he lets me help him when I'm at home because he feels bad for me, I think. But otherwise, he goes online and gets help. And I guarantee you, his kids will not be going to a building. You have to think of the infrastructure
exactly right.
We're investing in. Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that we were talking about cars a minute ago. I ask people, what's the future of cars? And I get all kinds of different answers. But nobody ever says this. What about no cars?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody, when you're thinking of regional planning, community planning, somebody needs to say, okay, what would it look like if we had no cars?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what we're going to have. I'm just saying we're closer to that than not. And somebody needs to ask the question.
Yeah, but we don't because we're so stuck in our traditional thinking, and because of the evolution of technology, the rate it's coming at us, these are the questions we need to ask ourselves. In fact, I've given a wager every time I've done a presentation or worked in a community that any bet you want to make that within 15 years there will be a mid-sized community that says we no longer allow people to drive. We're having autonomous vehicles only.
That's exactly
and they'll
right.
use that as a marketing strategy to draw in millennials,
Doug,
right?
I got to wrap it up. 13ways.ca, folks. That's his website. Doug Griffiths, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.